Some mask mandates are coming down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Connecticut, Delaware, California, and New Jersey will ease mask restrictions in the coming weeks. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy.
We can responsibly take this step given the continuing drop in new cases and hospitalizations from Omicron, and with all the evidence projecting a continued decline over the coming weeks.
In California, vaccinated people will be able to shed their masks on February 16th, except in Los Angeles and San Francisco, where county mask mandates are still in place. Several school districts in Illinois closed Monday as lawyers and educators waited for an appeal of a judge's order that suspended the state's face mask order for schools, saying it violated due process. In Virginia, the state Supreme Court has refused to hear a challenge from one school district, Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, giving parents the last word on whether their kids wear masks in school. Seven other school districts are still challenging that order. After a meeting with Germany's new chancellor at the White House Monday, President Biden with a warning for his Russian counterpart.
That if Russia invades Ukraine, the U.S. and its European partners will hit Russia right where it hurts, in the wallet, by way of shuttering the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Though, while Biden was eager to talk tough, he was also light on details about just exactly how he was going to do that, going only so far as to say,
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Biden's warning comes after his administration waived sanctions on the pipeline last year in an effort, according to the White House, to rebuild the U.S.'s relationship with Germany.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. President Putin met Monday with French President Macron looking for ways to defuse the crisis at Ukraine's border. President Biden has accepted the resignation of his chief science advisor after an internal investigation found that Dr. Eric Lander had mistreated his staff. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court says redrawn congressional district maps in Alabama can stay for now.
Republican hopes of holding six of Alabama's seven House seats improved Monday when the Supreme Court overruled a lower court order that the state redraw its congressional districts. A three-judge lower court had ruled the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting black voters by not creating a second district representing their population. The Supreme Court will at a later date decide whether the map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature violates the Voting Rights Act, but likely won't affect elections in the state until 2024. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The state Supreme Court in Ohio, for a second time, has rejected congressional district boundaries newly redrawn by Republican lawmakers and sent them back for a third try. The mayor of Ottawa asking for help from the Canadian government to put down the truckers' protest, now calling it an insurrection.
A state of emergency has been declared in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. What began more than a week ago as a protest by Canadian truckers over proof of vaccination when crossing the border from the U.S. has erupted into a massive demonstration. Similar protests spread to other locations, but the demonstration in Ottawa is the largest and most contentious. Organizers say they want an end to all vaccine mandates. They vow to remain until their demands are met.
Fox's David Lee Miller, Ottawa's police chief, says they will be relentless relentless in pursuing anyone who supports the protest financially. A Biden administration task force has issued a set of recommendations that could make it easier for federal workers and contractors to unionize. The report argues that a decades-long drop in union membership has coincided with a rising share of income going to the top 10% of earners. The goal of the report is to increase unionization in part through the heft of the federal government as an employer. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.